With Jeannie Yandel, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW. News from Canada this week includes proposed changes in how the country oversees elections, a measles outbreak, and a strike. And joining us with those stories, our man in Canada, Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He joins us each Wednesday with news from Canada. Hello, Vaughn.
Good afternoon, Ross.
I want to go back to something you told us about a couple of weeks ago. It was a strike by truckers at the port of Vancouver. Prime Minister Stephen Harper called it a big problem that needed to be settled, not by the national government, but by the British Columbia government. What's the latest on that?
Well, even though the port is federal responsibility in Canada, and we spend a lot of our time arguing about whose fault something is, whether it's the federal government or the provincial government, in this case, the provincial government got tired of waiting for the federal government and stepped in and settled the thing last week. We had real drama here at the legislature as senior officials in the government and a couple of ministers in the cabinet met behind closed doors. And you had truck drivers who were unionized and representatives of the truck drivers that are not unionized and port representatives, and they're back and forth from one room to another. And at the end of the day, they had a deal. Fairly impressive one. Trade union leaders and the leaders of the non-union truckers got up and praised Premier of British Columbia, Christy Clark, and thanked her for intervening and thanked her for the deal. They brought in a major labor mediator to sort things out. There's still things that have to be sorted out, but the strike is over and the port is returning to normal, and the Premier of British Columbia, Christy Clark, is getting credit for having given it a big push to get a deal.
Well, that is settled, but as we've mentioned, there's a controversial proposal called the Fair Elections Act in Canada. Here's how Democratic Reform Minister Pierre Poilievre described it.
It keeps everyday citizens in charge of democracy by pushing special interests out of the game and fraudsters out of business. The bill will make it harder to break the law, easier to vote. It closes loopholes to big money, imposes new penalties on political imposters who make rogue calls, and empowers law enforcement with sharper teeth, a longer reach, and a freer hand.
Well, if you listen to the minister's description, what's not to like about it? But I understand there's some sharp questions about the Canada Fair Elections Act. What are they, Vaughn?
He and the members of his government are about the only people in Canada that still think that. And this one is interesting because I know there's a running debate in a lot of American states over whether or not some political forces are trying to make it harder for people to vote rather than easier. That's one of the allegations with this law, is that the government is going to make it harder for people to register, harder for people to vote, and that the government is taking control over electoral fraud, over interference in the electoral process. They're taking it away from the independent overseer of elections, and they're putting it in charge of an official appointed by the government. So these are both very, very serious accusations. They're coming from right across the political spectrum in Canada, away from the government. The title of that legislation, which you quoted to listeners, the Fair Elections Act, is sounding increasingly Orwellian. It is not in the least bit fair. And I think the fundamental issue on this is a long-standing belief in Canada and among governments of every political stripe that when you're changing the fundamental law that governs elections, it ought to be by consensus. The changes should be supported by all political parties. And in this case, you've got a government that's accused of imposing a law over the objections of all the other parties and all the independent officials and a lot of academics. They're imposing a law that'll make it easier for them to win the next election and be unfair to everybody else.
Ah, so is that the reason that Stephen Harper's government wants to fast-track this? He thinks it might give his party an advantage?
Yes. That is the feeling that's what's going on, because there's very little precedent in Canada for a law like this governing the election to be pushed through Parliament by a government majority without support of the other parties. Now, I can tell you breaking news that today, for the first time, you have some hints coming from the national government that they might make some changes in this legislation, that they might fix some of the things that people are complaining about the most. But the real call for the government is to accept the long-standing tradition of consensus, hand the legislation to a committee made up of all members of Parliament, call expert witnesses from across the country, and rewrite the bill in a way that everybody supports.
Our guest is Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. And some alarming news here. A measles outbreak in British Columbia's Fraser Valley. More than 300 confirmed cases, and one of them has crossed into Washington State, one confirmed case in Whatcom County. I understand Canadian health officials had thought the measles virus had been eliminated in Canada. What's going on here?
This is the most serious outbreak we've had of measles in British Columbia, more than 300 cases, centered around a Christian school in the Fraser Valley outside Vancouver. The problem is, I guess, threefold. One, the view that measles was stamped out, so we're not as careful about getting vaccinations. Two, the anti-vaccination movement, which, as you know, is sort of something that's spread from television. People think it's related to autism. And the third thing is certain religions that regard some kinds of vaccinations as wrong and won't allow the members of their congregation or their children to be vaccinated. Well, the end result, it's a very dangerous disease. I mean, we think of it as a childhood disease. You remember measles and whooping cough and chicken pox, but measles is very serious. There can be brain damage, blindness, permanently disabling, and our health officials have really stepped in on this one. They now say they believe the outbreak is contained after 2 weeks, and this one case in Washington State in Whatcom County is somebody who came over to Canada, caught it, took it back, and I believe there are a couple of other people have caught it as a secondary infection from that first person.
Not good. We're just about out of time, Vaughn, but I understand there have been calls for a national vaccination registry to try to get on top of this. What would that be? What are the chances of it happening?
Well, I think the national health officials are talking about it, Ross, and the idea would be you'd also deal with people coming into Canada, immigrants, perhaps from places where there aren't as many vaccinations. The whole thing has served to remind us that even though some of these diseases we think are stamped out, and measles is a good example, this is a very dangerous disease and people should get vaccinated for it.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, our Canadian correspondent every Wednesday on The Record. Thank you so much, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Russ.